We're continuing our Shu'ulim on Etzchaim. We are going to start Tashem today, Anaf Dalit, in Drush Igulim V'Yosha. But before that, just before we leave Anaf Gimel, I want to see two very important shtickles in the Shtickel Torah in the Leshem Shubo V'Achlama. Those who have this particular edition of the, what is this edition called? The Barzani edition will be page Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Zoni One Amud. It's Ois Zayin, and also we're going to be doing Ois Yud. Everything is very important, but we're going to have to skip due to time reframed. Okay, so says the Leshem and Ois Zayin. Here he's going to explain to the difference between the O Makif and O Panimi. Why I chose these pieces, because these are very Yesoidus that we'll find all over the place. The Ariza always says we split the oil in two different parts. The oil makif, which is the one that goes around, it's a stronger oil. And then your oil panimi, which goes into the keli. Okay, one goes around the keli, one goes inside. Very posh. So listen to what he says over here. Oil makif, oil and sof makif soiviv aleihem, omei lekol alomas. Milvadma she'omo bahem iga ora. Amitis gedole gedol umam shemamshich der kav hispashtes amispashtes min menu v'nim shav v'toch kol olamos. Those are the words of the Riza. So he talks about around the Mokum Ponoi. If you remember, there's this or which is called the or soiver. Right? It's also maki, but it's going to be called. We're going to call it now to confuse because it's different. A lot of lights here. There's going to be the O HaSoivev, that's the Ensof, and then inside you can have the O HaIgulim, and then you can have the O HaYosha, which is the O HaKav. So the O HaIgulim, we're going to be calling that the O Makiv, and the O HaYosha, that we're going to call the O Panimi. We can't only say that all that is inside the Inyan, the O Panimi, O Makiv, and the Kelim, the O Panimi, Hinehu HaKol Mishrosham Shedemala. So every time we mention, all through, even until you finally get into the Kavanas, you're going to find all these Mustagim, or Panim, or Makif. You have to notice the Leshim, that this is all from the Makor, from the beginning of the story, when it starts off with the Or HaSoiviv, and the Or Kav coming in. Ki kol oiros ha-makifim shosham hem me'or ha-ensof ha-makif, va'akim or Panim shosham hu me'or ha-kav ha-ensof. That's where it all starts, you know, when you start learning, some people learn the Kavanas actually before they start learning the Ariza, and they start asking, where does the Or Panimi come from? Where does the Or Makif come from? Well, here it goes. So it starts from the beginning of the Etz Chaim, where we learn about the Or Makif and the Kav. Shehu gam kim b'chinas Or Ve'akeli. Okay, what I want to do, I just want to turn over the page just to save a bit of time. The three lines down, what?
What does he say to me?
What does he say? He said there's two types of oilers, all makif and all panimi. Okay? The shorish of the all makif comes from the all hasoiviv, which goes around the makom ponoi. And the shorish of the all panimi, which usually goes in the kelim, comes from the kav. Okay? What's your kasha? You have a kasha?
No.
Okay, let's turn over the page. The da. Two lines from the top. Da. Ki kol oiros ha-makifim, hini mitzad atzmam hem chesed poshet. Okay, makif, like I said, is a stronger oil. So it's called a chesed. Kishu mi'irim hem nimshach ha-rosam bli gvul. Ki hem harei eino mitzumtzomim bebechinas guf ve-keli. Now, this is very rare. He's giving the hagdora of oil makif. It's something which is einu mitzumtzum. It has no goof, has no keli. O mehem nimsha kol oiros anisim ashem hem lemale megvul umida. Oh, so we often hear about nisim v'niflos, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kriyas Yam Suf, all these nisim v'niflos that happened in Mitzrayim. Where did it come from? Can we ask such a question? Yeah. Exactly. Says the Leshem, all these nisim, they were being drawn upon from the Or HaSoiver, which is already all, that's the original Or Makif. That's where the Koach HaNisim you can draw upon that from the Or Makif. Aber kol hanhoga teva shumitzad or penimi ashehu mitzumtzam begufa keli. Aber kol hanhoga teva mitzad or penimi vanhagos anisi mitzad or makif. So that's enough gemini between or penimi and or makif. Or makif is responsible for its lemalim in a teva. That creates all the nisim and niflos. Mashenke and the anhoga poshut, the teva as we call it, that's the anhoga alidei the koach or penimi, which comes alidei the kav. The who gamki.
Why is he using nosrin of anhoga as a nisi?
Mitzad or makif. What's the problem?
No, but the
No, it's all market. Now, the who gam ke mesibas shorosham. That's where the shorosh comes from. Shuhu or a kav or and so a market just repeating himself. Because the who rag ma shuba havchanas or beatzmo. Vohu. That's when you look at the or for itself. Vohu kemishmispashe the or mil ad the as who lo nika beemes b'shem or makif klav. Once you have the ispashtus of the all, or me'achesh in ispashtus of mil b'kol mokom, then you see that it has no gvul. Aber be'eish she'omed b'chinas or maki ve'eino mispashtus b'bifnim, before the ispashtus, and it's just sort of still by the or makif, ela rak b'harotzo levad, hine az adrabahu nase giloi rak b'chinas gvura v'din. Because when you haven't drawn upon the oil to mispash it and to do something with it, then it's being held back, isn't it? So that's the gather gvura v'din, because we know the koach to hold back is the koach of gvura and din, which is the koach which creates keli. And would you say the koach of keli is a lower level? Ki hare nitztamtzem lios meir ela rak b'miut acha miut. Vizu mashen nizkal v'kam v'mkom shemakifim hem b'chinez gvurot v'din. Is that the goyness of the Leshem is answering up a steer here, because we'll find some places that tell us that the Or Makif is Mekoach Chesed, Mekoach Nisim. Incredible Koach. Mitzarach, we find Or Makif is called the Gvur, called Dinim. That's a near to all. That you're holding back the all. So which one is it? Well, it depends what you're doing. If it's in the ispashtas and it's moving and it's creating nisim, that's already that you see the gadlus, the hachov of the all, that's nisim. Masha enken, if it's being held back, it's not doing the nisim v'niflos, that's mikoach, then it has a koach inside of it holding it back, which is the koach of gua v'din. So therefore it's nika lefi pulosov. Kiare eno meir ve eno mispashtus mibifnim. Masha enken or penimi. Asher hu omed mibifnim meir leguf bekol ikro. Hari hu bechinas chesed bevadai. It says mamash pumfaket. What we thought originally the or penimi was the or din and the or makiv or chesed is not pumfaket. When it's not being used, then we see the or makiv is be'etzem or din, and the or penimi, even though it's contained in the guf of the keli, but it's been memalim the ganze keli. That's the adrav. That's a koach chesed. The ispashtus is the koach chesed. It's a pumfaket. V'zu asher amar rav b'sha'a rosh hashanah b'kavonas shofar ki kol oros ha'makif v'hem dinim z'gvuros. This is part of the steer, right? Because here he's saying here now with makifim is dinim z'gvuros. It's a lower, less. It's a lesser type of light. V'ein kavon sha'or mitzad atzmo gvur v'din ki adrav hu shu mitzad atzmo chesed poshel. It's a bigger koach chesed. Ach kasher mitchaber im aguf or mitztamtzem leor elav rak haor moed is as nase gilu b'bchinas gvurot. So once it's makif the goof or the keli and it sits there still and there's no more ispash, then that at that point becomes gvurot din. So you understand that it's a tremendous yisoidus that he's telling us over here, this yisoid of erechim. But we don't look at the thing by itself. That's the chiddush of the ganz Kabbalah, to understand how to learn Kabbalah properly. You can't take it anything at face value. Come on. All of Kabbalah can only explain to you relationships between one thing and the other thing. Lemosha, if I were to tell you, you have the Ein Sof, And then from the Ein Sof develop these Olamos, call them Adam Kadmon, and then Atzilus, and then Bri, and Yetzia, and Asiya, and all these different worlds. We find some places that the Ariza tells us that Adam Kadmon is considered to be Ein Sof. When you compare it to Atzilus. What does that mean, Ein Sof? The Ein Sof is greater than Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon is a Nivra. It's a Tzor from the Ein Sof. How can you call Adam Kadmon the Ein Sof? And sometimes he calls Atzilus Ein Sof. What's going on? Because he's always playing one after the other. He's comparing one relationship to the other. Okay, so when you look at the world of Atzilus, it's much lower than Adam Kadmon. So when the Atzilus is looking up to Adam Kadmon, he says, he sees Ein Sof. So Taketz Ein Sof. Okay? Like we think over here. Is the Or Makif, is it Begeder Chesed? And the Or Panim is Begeder Dinim? Or is it Lehefech? It's a Stil Ne'arizah. We don't know the Teretz. Teretz is everything Berachim. Depends which, what, are you looking at the Pula? Are you looking at the Spashas? Which Erech are you looking at here? Okay, let's go right there. Now, how can it be that we have one bechina called makiv, but sometimes you're telling me it's a chesed, and sometimes you tell me din? Okay, I can stand the erchin chelik of it, but at the end of the day, is it chesed or is it gvur? Which one is it? Teretz is both. I read that line again. Ki ein ol shelo yekolu mebchinas chuk chasadim gvuos. That's a big cloud, another big cloud. That every ol, even though you find that he's a kos, this ol is a ches and this is gvuos, you have to know be'etzem, each one is a ches and gvuos b'fnatzmo. But again, depends on the pu'ula. Are you going to be using the chesed shabo now, or are you going to be using the gvuos shabo? That's why I can make this dual purpose. Sometimes it's a ganta, he spashed this, a chesed. Sometimes it's holding itself back. It's only makif the keri.
It means it's never ever chesed poshut totally.
Yeah, there's always it. That's right. That's right. That's what he's saying. Ein ol shelo, shelo yecholul bebchinas chug. Ve'agam mitzad atzmo hu bechinas chesed gomo le'ari bli gvul. So if you compare now the Or Makif or Penimi, Avad the Or Makif is Chesed Gomo, and the Or Penimi is a Gvur, and you can't compare one to the other. Masha Enkin the Or Makif Shu Einu Metzumtzum Klal Kaniska, but again it depends how you're going to look at the relationship. He's looking the other side of the coin. Hagam itzad atzmo hu lefehefach kemo shem'amo. So this is the cup of the leshem, mamash eluish, that he flips everything on its side. Okay? This next piece is more have to do with the kavanas, and he says as follows. And there's always a mystery, and a lot of people don't know the answer to this question, but the leshem answers it. V'hinem izim itam nikra kolo oros ha-makifim b'shem eke. Now we know, those who've done the kavanas, that there's every time you see the oilers, which is called an aranche in the kavanas, you have something which is called the ekes, and you have something which is called the havayas minukodas. Okay? Ekes and the havayas, right? Ekes, alke, yudke, and yudke, vavke, one above the other. That's the way it's depicted, that's what it's shown in Sidur Hashash. What does that mean? Everybody's like, wonder, what is this? Eke above havaya. Havaya is bigger than eke. Havaya is Abba and Eke is Ima. So why is Ima above? So let's say the Eke represents the Makiv, and the Havaya represents the Or Panimi. Okay, that's the way it is. So every time you see a Sidur Hashash or any of these Havayas, Eke is on top, Havaya is on the bottom. What? Eke is showing you the Koach of Makiv, and Havaya is showing you the Koach Or Panimi. Again, why does it make sense? Because we said the Or Makiv is stronger than the Havaya. Sorry, I repeat. The Eker, which represents the Or Makiv, is a stronger Bechina than the Or Panimi, which is represented by Havaya. So there's two problems. First of all, the Havaya is stronger than Eker. Second of all, Eker is Bechina's Ima, and Havaya is Bechina's Abba. Okay, so what's going on? How can you have a lower Bechina representing a higher Bechina, and a lower Bechina, a higher Bechina representing a lower Bechina? Okay? So he says, Hine. Again, Hine. Mizeh atam nika kol ha'oiros makifim b'shem eke. Kemo shkotz kum lakum shah ha'shemois. Ki ha'oiros eke hu rak al losit. Ana zamin lizgalia. Loshon zoham. I will megala myself later on. Ki losit hu yispashit kol ha'oiros makifim. ויחדו עם כל הפנימים ביחד. התבטלו אז כל הצמצומים ואביאס לגמרי, והוא רק לעוסית. Alright, this is not what I remember him saying. But בקיצור, what I want to tell you is as follows. So according to what he said originally, this answers this problem, this dilemma with the makifim being an eker, and the havayas being a lower bechina of or panimi. Because you're assuming that the Eke is a higher Bechina. But Lav Davka, he just finished saying that you can look at the Ekes or the Om Makifim as Dinim. As Dinim. And Masha Eke and the Havayas which are lower, Taka, that is a lower, that's a higher Bechina, that's the Or Panimi. That's a Chesed Poshet. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so how do you answer the problem?
The problem is, okay, the Kasha was, how can you have an Eke which is Or Panimi? Yeah. Eke is a lower level than Havaya.
Yeah.
And we just said a Makiv is a higher level.
Yeah.
Then Teretz is not a higher level. We just finished saying that an Eke can be Dinim as well. It's Dinim. It's Dinim v'gvur. Masha Eke, you can have an open Imi, which is Chesed Poshet, which is a stronger Bechina.
It just means in all places where it's ever mentioned, it's always going to be good. Because Eke is always on top.
Yeah, in the kavanas, yeah, in these particular kavanas that we're doing, yes.
Is there ever time when it's below?
Yeah, no, not below, but there are other circumstances that you use ekis and yichudim, whatever other things that you'll find ek by itself.
Yeah, but in
that relationship, in these particular kavanas, yeah, you always find it on top.
So that means normally ek is normally very muslim.
In those kavanas.
I know, but that's basically everywhere. It's
not basically everywhere.
When it's clapping
in that situation.
throughout in Kolotor Kulas, it's always on top.
Okay, I'm not going to go in the kavanas right now. Okay, so that's very important. By the way, let me just finish off this shtickle. What he's saying over here now is that the Eke is the bigger power, as we know. What's going to happen? And he's going to tell us a glimpse of what's going to happen in the future. Now, if you have heard of this, but I've said this many times, v'hine in le'osid, he says, v'hine yitzale v'yalu b'der sheyodu. We have these shtashlus, right? We have the cap coming down slowly, v'shulah, and then we create all the world. Then later on, what's going to happen? The reverse. It's going to be with the suction, a Hoover effect, and everything is going to be sucked up back up into the cap.
Yeah,
called talk from. Because the rule, ad she yotzu kol of yosef v'kol agvor shebehem, shebekol she'uram, as goza alem amatzi yizborach, ad zman biyas ha-mashiach, kmo shebe'anam kol zebedeah, chelik beis. So it explains to us over there that through the millennials until the 10th millennium, all the oils are going to go back up, back to Eid Shabak, and the mokum ponu are going to collapse, and everything is gone. Okay, so let's go back to now we're going to do an ois yud dalit. So ois yud. Now the Arizal asked the following kasha. At the end of Anav Gimel, he asked the following kasha that we find that the at the beginning he had the oil poshut, right? Remember the oil poshut? What happened was is that the Eibishter was misalik, mitzamtzem all the oil to the sides, and left sort of kiviyochol beloshim b'nei odem. He left the mokum ponoi avir, ponoi me'avir, choishech, and all that. Okay, a mokum vacuum. Okay, and then what did he do? He brought back the oil and soap inside. Okay, so the kasha is why such pulim? Tati lamidi. What he should have did, he should have misalik though, except for that calf, and saved himself a pulim. Is that a good kasha? Yes. Should I repeat?
Are you
don't answer that. Do you understand the question?
Why do you want too much more than one?
Right. What do you want to answer?
Why should I?
Tati lamidi. Well, why? What's the maila of doing that? To take out the oil to bring it back in. What's the chokhmah then? You mustn't, alright? So let's see the inside actually here. At the end of Aleph Gimel, he says over here, "Obizayz bayat tam lama." It is the Arizal asks this kasha. Lama ensov tzimtzem atzmo v'silek o arav ahu min amokom ahu legamri v'aka hechziru b'midah b'mishka v'derech hakav ahu v'haye yochol ani achotzer v'bechina zekav ahu v'mom. Okay? The tenet is, in order to make a keli, and that's the whole function of the tzimtzum, is to make a keli, you have to misalik all the oil. Once you clear the areas, then it can dry, the mokum ponu kiyu can dry out, and then you can bring back the oil and sand. Okay? V'daibazim. Listen to this lesson. He's going to put this on its ear. He says as follows. V'ayi yochol la'aniach ois b'bechin ha'zekav ahu b'mokom yisalek sha'a o'o ha'godu b'vad kivan shu osi lachzio. V'hine. V'dvarenu b'sefer klolim. Now, you know that he has a big, thick sefer called Sefer Klolim. And he has a biggest soil over there called Hispashtus Arishon and Hispashtus Hasheni. Siluk Arishon, Siluk Hasheni. You know the cloud?
Yeah.
Okay. So we find that the Eibishter often does these pa'ulas. He brings the light, it retracts the light. Brings the light, retracts the light. Sid Rishon, Hispashtus Rishon. Hispashtus Sheni, Siluk Sheni. Alright? There's a pa'ula of going back and forth, back and forth. So he has a whole, he devoted, I don't know, 600 pages to Yisoy, which he proves from all Arizal, a tremendous Yisoy. V'hine, b'dvarein b'sefer klal bi'arnu. He call all the Hispashtus Hasheni when the oil comes in second, like in our particular case. Remember, there was the Hispashtus Rishon, which had the oil and soft everywhere. There was a Siluk Rishon, all the oil went back in. And then you had the Hispashtus Sheni, that's the calf coming back in. Hinehu be'emez madrega acheres me'ol the Hispashtus Rishon legamre. Since you want to create a lower level, you want to create a lower intelligence and kelim, the oil has to be lessened. Kimo, Like you were saying, David, I thought you were telling me the Russian's teretz. Then, therefore, the Arizal's kasha b'chalal doesn't even start. What do you mean? Why could you have left? No, you couldn't left the original light because it's much too strong. You have to bring in a different lower level light. He's pashta sheni. To bring his pastor Shani a lower level. He can have it ain't shark la hakshut masha ama vaya yocholani of oyster bechina sekal. You can't say, you know, leave that all there. It doesn't make sense. Ki beim aya meniach bechina sekal betchila shum meorishan hare haya hakav min madregsa atzmo. You would have a very high level kav. V'atzoru shelo yimadrega oyster rishan atzmo. Yeah, you want a lesson. You want to mitzamtzem the all every level. Achda. Now this is you're gonna smile when you hear this. Achda, but you should know ki hagam emeske. Even though my yisod is 100% correct and I've proved it many times over, im koze hine mishum shekivan asher hu meolamos haensof hine lo nika sham chalukas madrigas klal ki hari akav nika loelam gam ki b'shem akav the o ensof lechem boche harav letares et kushiyoso b'tirutz poshut. גם לפי פשוטו הדבורים גם כן. כדי שלא להבחין מחלוק הזה מדריגס בעולם עשה אין סוף, אבל באמת הוא, הנה יש לפי עומק הנה תירוס אחר של אויסה קושיה, which I just gave says Lashem. So he says, my teretz is much more omog than what the Arizal is saying over here. Arizal is just, he's saying a double posture, but he says there's much more omkus to what he's saying. It's not the fact that the Arizal said, I want to build a keli. I want to build a keli, that's why I have to misalik all the oil. That's not the emistic attempt. The emistic attempt is that I had to misalik the oil because it was too high level. And I needed his pastor sheni. Okay? But why didn't the Arizal say it? Because he didn't want to make a chiluk in oilers at this particular stage, which is just the beginning of Etz Chaim. Okay? Okay, Kvaltik. Alright, so let's stop in here and we're going to continue now in the Etz Chaim. That's basically your sword. In Aleph Daleth.
What is the Tirus of the Arizal?
The Arizal says the reason why the Eibishter did two pa'ulas, yes, to misalik the all and so on, and to bring it back in, yes, the reason why he's misalik it legamai in order to leave the Mokom Ponu without any oilers, in order that the Mokom Ponu should become a keli for the all to come back in. But the Lashem is saying, no, that's not really that Tirus. It's just pushing you off. The emphasis of the Tirus is that the second all that came was Bechlal in a doimer zilazim. Okay, Anav Dalit. Okay, we're going a little bit quickly here because it's quite straightforward. Alright, so just hold on there. Anav Dalit. Achesh kesamdu be'anofim akodmi lezeh v'derech ketzor v'derech klal inyan ayu tzvils v'kol mokom Hashem ech yesh behem kama v'kama v'chinas nedaber anav zeh v'kitzor gam kem v'chinas amadirin z'olom as Hashem nivchu v'toch mokom hachalal rikni anal she'en davar chutz lo min amokom azeh v'kol amolom as kulam ahem v'toch amokom azeh. So everything, there's nothing chutz the mokom upon it. V'al yali v'datzach ki ayu tzvils anika tzlinu
v'tzachakot
בסך הכל יהיו צביעות זה הצילוס אצלנו I think אצלנו בספר זוהר יהיו צביעות זה הצילוס אל תתאי לחשוב שהם יויסר ראשונים וגבור מכל מה שניצלו נעצלו כי כמה הולומס קודמו עליהם לרוב הלומם ולא שולחו בהם יד להזכירם בספר זוהר אלא ברמז נפלא כאשר עיניך לנוחה להם יביטו גם כן גימול מאמרים בספר תיקונים בעניין אק לכל הקדומים. So he's telling that even though the Zohar only mentions about Yutzvils Atzilus, you have to know there's Ak, which is much higher than Atzilus, and so on and so forth. There's going to be three different Zohars in order to prove that Ak exists. It's not an invention of the Arizal, but rather Ak is mentioned in the Zohar three different times before. So once in the Sefer Tikkun, be'inan Ak lekol kedumin, k'mo shkot be'ezat Hashem be'an hazeh.
It's really kol kedumin.
He's the first primordial man, Adam Kadmos. The Kasher calls the Sefer Zov, Sefer Zov, Pasha Bereshis, Daf Hav Gimel, the Gam Tikkunim, Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet, the Zilu Shalom. Tach Hazeh, Kama Olam Az Inu Tzitim Di Inu Mitlavishim O Mit Rachechim Rachevim B'Safrion. Right, so the hemshich is that it, all these worlds are going around Adam Kadma. V'chule v'chule. V'gam ama echad huva be'parshas Noach daf samchei gam be'parshas
v'chule.
Sorry?
The Sefer Zohar again.
Yeah, all Sefer Zohar. Three different eyes.
No, you said Daf Samachay.
No. Parshas Noach, Daf Samachay. Daf Samachay. Gam, be Parshas Tikkuni, Daf Reish Chavchal, Chavav, Amud Aleph, Daf Reish Samaches, Amud Bez, Vizel Roshan. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Arimas Yadai, Betzilo Leila. I raise up my hands to Davin. So we have the great secrets of the Ensof. Yitzvus Atzilus, ulemaim bechiburenu, ze im yiske yeda, v'yavin yamod al matkonosam, k'moshkot v'anu ze besof. Besof, right? So if you look over there in the chiburim, you see that it's trying to prove that Yitzvus Atzilus is not the end of all end. There are much higher worlds. V'ina go'onim, which we mean is referring back to the Rishonim, his tirum benetek leshonam, they hid this Adam Kadmon, this passive called Adam Kadmon, they call him Eser Tzachtzechos. They call this Adam Kadmon Tzachtzechos, the ten shining lights. Al gebe keser elon, the kiosu bedevorim elu, imi yos ki ein kitzba el olamos, shebemokom hazeh ki hem alofim revoz, im kol zeh nivar ksatz, mash yesh biyadim, yochol ledvar bemokom hazeh derach tzar. אבל ראשון נתחיל לבאר פחת אחד שהם כל ותופס כל המקום החלל הזה השם מן הפחת הזה מספר שתים כל העולם אז כולם אבל נתלי ונאחזים ממנו והם יוצאים ונתגלים בחוץ כמו שקוראים זה בעזרת השם אמנם הפחת הזה הוא נקרא בשם אדם קדמה so the first thing with the Gesras is what he's trying to bring your eyes for is this thing called Adam Kadmon that's the first entity that we speak about Hagam is the Torah that we spoke about last time with Rabbi of Yisra Sarug, of the Olam of Tihol, the Olam of Malbush, which are higher, but Akopan and Ariza was only wanted the Rav Chaim Vital to Megali Adam Kadma. The Kol Kedumim, Ashahu Kodem, the Kol Nimtzoyim, the Moshe Kol Bezat Hashem, the Rov Malos Adam Kadma, the Rov Godla Malos, the Elamos, Lo Sholchu Bo Yad, Nisasek, the Sefer Zohar, Kiim, Bekzat Mekomes, and Muotim. So even the Zohar, it's very hidden, the Zohar, only found, it's only talked about a few different places. אף גם זה היי בדרך אלם גודו ועסקית קססו מתיקון מסוף תיקון יוטס דף מם א' עמוד בייס וזה לא שאמר לי אי הכי איש תמודה ואיס אדם קדמון לכל הקדומי so therefore אדם קדמון is mentioned ואיס אדם מאחר גם ראש תיקון עין דף קוף יוטס וזה שאומר אמון מופלא ריקם וצייר וציורים מהכלו The Adam Kadma Lekona Kedumah the East Adam. So again, mentioned in the Zohar Adam Kadma. Gam Tikunim Nal Daf Kuflam Beis Vezil Roshona Ashkechana Beraza De Masnisim Besitra Besitchin Besitra De Sitchin Timira De Timirin where it's very very hidden the Adam De Bria the Ihu Kadma Lekona Kedumim. Okay, glad here it's not mentioned as Adam Kadmon, it's Adam Bria, but there are Mefarshim to explain why he's mentioned here as Adam Bria. Okay? The Bekitzur, the Arizal has proven to us that there is a Metzius of Adam Kadmon. Right, the Natchi Levi Ra'in and Da. Ki, Oir the Rishon Hashem Nitzlu B'toch HaMokom Ahu Derech HaKav V'Yoshem Mispashim Min Ha'in Sof HaSovev Es Kol HaNitzkal Ha'el Ba'anav Beis Hem B'chinas Ha'yut Tzvirus Asher Chibu Kolulosom Nika Adam Kadmon Kol Kedum and Niska. Vehina Yutzvil the Adam Kadmon Kolulim Kol Bechinas and Niska. Be'anav Beis Gimel Halo Hem Elo. Ki Betchila Yotzu and Igol Yutzvilos Elo Bechinas Igulim. Shem Bechinas Nefesh the Adam Kadmon Azev. VeYesh Laim Bechinas Yud Kelim Betzut Igulim. Bekol Kelim Hem Yesh Penimis Chitzonis VeHakol Hu Bechinas Kelim Mitoch Kol Kelim Hem Yesh Betova Atzmus or Penimi. אני כאן נפש מזלבש בתוך ממש. אוקיי? Now, ועוד יש בחינס אורמטי סביבו, וגם הם בחינס נפש והכל בחינס איגולים. באיגול החיצון, שבכולם אשר כל שעה עיגולים בתוכו הוא דבוק וקרוב אל אינסוף. Okay, so let me explain to you the picture. Everybody listening? So around the Mokum Pono you have what's called the Igul and Godol, which is called, not that's my words, but it's called the Ensof HaSovev. Moshe, with me? The Ensof HaSovev. Around that, what comes into the Mokum Pono now is you got the little Ensof coming in, then it's Galgil. That's the first Igul, which is called the Igul of Adam Kadmon. Okay? Now all that is B'chinas Nefesh. You got that? It's the lowest level this which is coming in. The Tipa Shabitipa, which creating everything that we see is only Tipa Shabitipa, it's called the Nefesh. Okay, right there. So the first eagle which appears in the Mokum Pono, which is called the eagle of the Kesed Ak. Okay, which is the highest of all of them. We talk eagle as a within that of the eagle sheni and nika eagle chokhma dak. We can tell the gimel yud eagle in the talk ze. Ah, the eagle are yud pinimish betoch kula mehem nika eagle de malchus de ak. Nimsa ki kol el kol a yud eagle de ak hem makifim kol a chalal as a toch a ensof kruvim elav ve ensof makif ela aleim sof. You got the picture? So again, you have the exterior makif, the exterior eagle which is kese. Then chokhma, bina, das, gvur, tifa, netzahod, yosom malchus. So the more panim you get, remember we're talking about a ball which is 360 degrees. Right? That's how you have to imagine it. That's the more component. The more panim you get, the more the lower the madrega in igulim. It's going to work opposite by the yosha. But the igulim, you start by keser and you work yourself within the bubble, within the more component, to malchus.
This is still within nefesh.
Everything is nefesh. Everything is nefesh. Omnam the emsa yud egulim elu nisha mokum chalal avir pono lezoch shah nitzalim v'shah ulamas asher gam em b'chinas egulim zeh b'toch zeh k'nis k'na b'gimol v'arav k'imo v'kvan nizbaer gam kem sham mitzius hevay z'kelim ech aita al yedei atzimtzum shem tzimtzum v'yintzof atzmo nitvay do ov nitgali galu akel v'achika chozo o mitzbash b'toch toch akelim hahem de adam kadmon. Okay, so what's going to happen is, I'll explain to you. So what's happening is that you have the gulim coming in, gulim coming in. Now, don't think the Gansam Mokum Pono is full of lights with these gulim, because then that's not what we want. The Eved still wants to create a Metzias of Yosher. He doesn't want to build up the worlds with only gulim. So he says the Mokum Pono within all these gulim, okay, you understand? Eagle, but then inside there's no more gulim. That it's called a mokum poni within the mokum poni.
They are inside. What?
Again, think about it. You have a big right. Ball.
So you're within the eagle. So
okay. Not to the middle. Not to the middle.
Right. Fine.
So right. Let's say there's a radius of this, which is there's no eagle. The last one's just above. Okay. That's a mokum poni. That's what he's saying. The Eved Dafka left this mokum without any gulim in order to create the mitzias which we live in.
Right. As it were, Kiryochel, this is a foot. Yeah, so the gulim you're going to do in 6 inches. That's what you say.
Yeah. Right. That's it. Very simple. Okay. So, let's go right there.
What was that? Okay. Oh, that's all nefesh.
Everything's all nefesh, yeah. Everything's nefesh. Obeze al tetai chalila ki adam kadam yesh b'chines keli mamash. Now is a side point. We just said now that the all is going to go in what's called the Adam Kadmon. That's going to be a different bechina. It's going to be ruach coming in. That's the yosha. Remember, you have the yosha coming in, which is going to be piercing through all these igulim, going towards the middle of that that mokum over there, and more.
I mean, ruach is going to be more penimi than nefesh.
Yes.
Even though it's closer to what should I call it, closer to reality, as it were.
What?
When you get to
to our reality, I mean to our world. We'll see about it. We'll describe exactly the mitzvahs how that unfolds. Okay, so it's going to go straight down. That's like the pin piercing into the layers of the onion. Okay, that's a good moshul. A piercing pin. That's going to be the ruach coming in, and it goes in, and around that pin is going to be what's called the adam kadmon. It's going to be around the pin. He's going to be being malavish the all and sof, which is coming in as the pin. Right?
These igulim aren't Adam Kadmon.
No. They are Adam Kadmon, but in the form of igulim. Okay? You're right. Okay, let me explain myself. You got the all and you're going to be all igulim to Adam Kadmon. But that's, we're not really interested in igulim. Like you said, 99% of the Zohar and the Arizal only speak about the Yosha. That's really what's important. What we really want to focus on that or in Sof, the Habosha on top of him. And that Habosha is called the Adam Kadmon.
Wait a bit, Adam Kadmon is made up of both.
Yeah, I told you, igulim Adam Kadmon. That we're not interested in that.
Yeah, they're
not really attached. You know, they are attached, but they're not. We're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus rather on the awe which is coming in with the halbosha called the Adam Kalma. Okay. Now he's called the Adam Kalma Keli. Okay, that's what he said.
Don't call him Keli.
Well, he says here the Kavani Zbaya Gam Kesham Mitzias Havayas Hakelim. He says the kelim of the Adam Kadmon. Now he says he qualifies himself. He's saying as follows: don't think there's any kelim up there. This is kulu kulu ruchnis. Ki Adam Kadmon yesh bichnas kelim mamish chaz shalom. So why am I calling Kaili? I just told you Chalila. He says, what I'm calling Mecharim Oysa B'Shem Kaili Mu Be'erich. Again, a magical word called Erichim. Erich or Be'atzmus Asher B'Toycha. So compare the answer which inside Adam Kadmon, I can call Adam Kadmon as a Kaili. But Avada, it's Kul Ruchim. Olam, a Kaili Ma'atzmam Hem or Zach B'Tachlis Azichuch V'Dakus. It's completely, completely wrong. Let's look at the Aga over here, as the steel over here. He just said that the kelim are produced only. When can you talk about kelim in the world of nikudim? Now we know we've done Otos Chaim. Now what's above the world of nikudim is the world of akudim. Already in akudim we find a mention of kelim. So why is Ariza saying here only in the world of nikudim? Look at the Aga. Alpha Pishe Gu Akudim Hebichines Keli Shubichines Peva Penika Keli Kinodem. Right? This is the Tzemach. The Tzemach is saying that there is a contradiction. He says the Keli, you can call something Keli when you get to the lower levels of the worlds of Nikudim. But you have a higher world called Akudim. In Akudim already that is a cause of Keli. So why choose a lower world? He should say when you get to the world of Akudim already you can call it. So he says, Kenoda the im calls it b'chinas yud kelim lo nizgalu elu b'chinas and nikudim v'daikam b'chinas kelim b'loshen rabim. Loshen rabim. V'lo echad kelim mehem oisius. V'lo echad kelim shehem ha'oisius. That's what you mentioned about the oysters being a keli. Hayotze miyape, vehem kelim rak shesham hu keli echad kishurim vakudim kinizka tzemach. Tzemach. Who's Rav Tzemach? Is the Rav Tzemach? This is the one who the publisher of the Kitvei Arizal, one of the publishers. And he answers as follows: so when do we have the right to call kelim? In the world of Akudim or in the world of Nikudim? Okay? So the answer is both. Both. Even in the world of Akudim, we can already start calling that world Kelim. So what's the Chiddush? Why is he saying Nikudim? It's because in Akudim we only found one Kelim. Akud means to gather everything into one Kelim. Masha Kenny was talking about here how be Kelim that we only find in the Nikudim, in the world of Nikudim. Okay? That's the answer of the Tzemach.
What does it mean to be in his pair to pair?
We saw it, it's the Olam HaPeh.
What
Olam HaPeh? In Achav. Oizun Choytim Peh. We saw the way the oils came out from the Peh. Those oils that came out from the pit went into a place which was called the Keli.
Well, this is before or after the Akudim?
Brudim is much later on. So Akudim, Nikudim, then Brudim. The question is, at which point can you call something a Keli? Arizal says Nikudim, the middle stage. Freg the Tzemach, it's not true. Even at a higher stage, you already can call
it. Where's Peh clapping then?
In Akudim.
Peh Zemek is Akudim.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's go back to Vine. Says the Arizal Vine.
This second ago is after the same thing, no?
Which second ago?
Chemetal. Tzurchim, the Drush.
That's the way we're going to get there.
Or is this it?
It's the second. It's second. Right. This is the Rav Tzemach.
Okay. Yeah, it's not Hemshech.
No. This is Rav Chaim Vital. He was Rav Chaim Vital.
I mean, it was a new start.
In yours, mine has a different. Okay, fine. Adam Kadam, Bechinas Nefesh. Okay? Adam Kadam is created. Bechinas Nefesh. Betumot Igulim. Od Yotsu now, this is the second Bechina. Yutzvir Sacheus Bechinas Ruach. The Adam Kadum has the Bechinas Yoshe Kemari Odom Bal Koima Zekufa Klulam Ramach Yvorim Bitsio Koma Rosh Vizroz Kapos Yadayim Guf Raglaim Vuhu Maskil Amshech Mina Ensof Makiv Der Kav Niska Umisham Velimata Bitsio Odom Kiniska Koilul Gimel Kavim Yamin Small Vemsa. Okay? You know what we're talking about? We're not talking about a person here. We're not talking about the Adam HaRishon. Get that out of your mind. Way, way before that. We're talking about when we first add a Mitzias of Mokom Ponoi. The Avish is bringing down the oil, and the first thing which is established over there is the Igulim. Second Bechina is the Oil Yoshe, which is creating now Adam Kadmon, which is an Oilam. Okay? He's he has all the bechinas of an Odom. Zeroes, kapos, yadayim. Obviously, none of these things exist. These are just dugmos for us to understand the gimel kavim.
But this Adam comes different to the other Adam.
Another same one. Again, you had Adam Kadmon of the Igulim. That was the first bechina of Nefesh. Mm-hmm. Now you have the Adam Kadmon, which is the main Adam Kadmon, which we always speak about. That's of the Yosha. That's the
Kadmon. That was previous Adam.
There's no Mugdam Mucha here, but he's going back and forth. We've seen this already in Anuf Gim as well. But you understand, that's the order. The Igulim came first, and now we have the Kav Yosha, which is coming in second. Okay? And it's not only one Kav, it's Gimel Kav. It splits into three Kav. The right side, which is the Chesed side, the left side, which is the Gevul side, and the main side, which is the main body that we have. That's why we're built the way we are. This is the Rachamim. So the heart is mishalev the bechinas of chesed and gvur together. And then he says, "V'yoshev v'nim nizgalav." V'hine afa pish v'rishis hakav hinutzur zu yoshev ak matzchil uispashet mina ensov v'bokeh v'nichnas ben kol igulim. Remember, it's piercing through all the igulim mitzad gagoseyim ha'ilyonim al tachshov ki kein hakav hazeh nimshach mispashet limata atzium kol igulim mitzad ha'tachtehem ha'mizgalim ha'mizagalim tachas ragli adam ha'yoshev. Remember, we have this ball. Imagine the mokom ponu now looks like an onion. That's the moshul that Ariza gives us. Batzel. What's a batzel? It's all these layers. Layer, to get to the center, right? Those are the igulim. Now imagine now you're taking a needle and you're piercing it right through. Says the reason, that's the O Yosha. But don't think you're piercing it from one side to the other side, going right through. No. Because then you're defeating the purpose. You're bringing the Kava Yosha, which is very powerful, from the end soap back into the Malkum Pono. You're defeating purpose. Omnam.
The label batzel is supposed to be the
excuse me?
Is a label batzel.
The label of the
batzel. Come on, I mean, pardon, it's in the middle of the night.
It's empty. In our most over here, it's empty. That mokum is a mokum pottery.
Then forget, I was going to say it's the ladle pots, which is the thing which is straight. Is that supposed to be the moshul for Yosha?
I'm saying,
if it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Omnam, shiur hispashtu, so how far does the cab, how far does this cab going to go into this botzel, right? It's mokum pottery. Shiur hispashtus einu rak ad hascholos hakakois haigulim de adam de atik yomim. Okay, you know, I forgot to mention this. Let's do the agav of the ma'achol. Rav Chaim Vital asks a steer over here.
Where's it supposed to be going on?
It's going where it says at the beginning of that piece. V'hini la'achre shinizgalu v'yotzu b'rishon ha'elo yutzvus adam kol b'ches nefesh.
It's going the word nefesh.
Yeah, all the yotzu yutzvus. Yeah, says frek the Rav Chaim Vital. So chiyum bedrush olamos im yotzu ha'igulim. We have a dush called the dush ha'olamos. The shadow was im yotzu igulim absag mau ben ben bechlos ben potius ki im mehem or im biksosom levad. Ben bechlos ben bechlos ben bechotus kol echad mehem or im hu biksosom levad shehu beben dechlos vechem beben bechotus. Kol echad mehem, or a third sad, or imu gam besag de chlolos, v'gam besag beprotes. Ya'an ki sag uben hem nikudos nekevas besod nekevas tesoviv gever. So Yeshaya is like this. When we speak about the kava yosher, the yava yosher, remember we have ab sag ma'uben. Remember the main four binyonim, am, sag, ma'uben. Those are the dovah shalom. That's all we have. Those are the strongest bechinas that we have. By the igulim, do we have all those bechinas as well, am, sag, ma'uben? Or maybe we only have, that's the first sad. Igulim also have bechinas of am, sag, ma'uben. Or maybe they only have ben, because we're dealing with a nefesh. The igulim is nefesh. Nefesh can egged ben.
There's no igulim in
Ruach. No. That's right. The Igulim don't have a bechina of sag ma uben, of ab sag uma. They will only have the bechina of ben. Okay, when he mentioned that Igulim is nefesh, it's only connected with ben, but it doesn't have any ahai bechinas. That's the second sad. Or maybe a third sad is that it has ben, but it also has sag. Why? Because when you're dealing with ab sag ma uben, it's connected yud ke vav ke. Yud is connected abba. He is connected sag, which is ima. Vav is connected za, and he achron is connected malchus. So the he rishona and the he achron are connected the two female powers, which is ima and nukva, and the yud and the vav connected the masculine powers, the duchrons, which is abba and za. So since we're talking about the nefesh, which bechinas malchus, which is lowest, which is bechinas of ben, then we can also mishtatif also in the bechina a nekeva, which is the hey rishon, which is the sag. Okay, so therefore you have another shaila: is it ab sag ma'o ben, the bechinas of igulim, or is it only a ben because it's a nefesh, or maybe it's only the bechinas nefesh, which is a code word for nekeva, lo bechina. So therefore, it would be ben and sag. That's a shayla, a three-way shayla. Okay? Okay, we're going to have to stop it here, and Hashem will continue next time we